What is an elevated state of awareness? When you are in an elevated state of awareness, you see, feel, sense, perceive everything at an elevated state of the heart. And when you walk around in this elevated state, your surrounding shifts tremendously. So having the awareness that you have the ability to elevate your state is the first step to attempting to reach higher states of awareness and being and presence. Why is that valuable? Because when you expand yourself to experience more of what is, you allow the universe to gift you, show you new ways of living too. So that in itself is an expansion. And there's so much that one has to really allow through to get to the point where you can just sense everything that is around you and perceive it on a level that is, yeah, allowing you to sort out. We think we're all on the same level, but we're not. Perception shifts everything for us when we have that perceptual sense. And I realized when I was with the Kogis and afterwards, or as I'm sitting in meditation every time and I see them, they are in a meditative state all the time. That is an elevated state. And it is geographically higher too. That's why when we go high on the mountain, we can have an altered state. Not just because the air rarefies, but it's because there is cleanliness in that rarefied field. Cleanliness. And there is the mind debris and the stress and all the negativity that just falls off. Because when you are in that elevation and in that elevated state, what is unlike that will fall away. So imagine that the Kogis live in this state always. The fact that we were allowed to step in their field is such an honor. And to be chosen to be allowed to get on the mountain, be on the mountain. And that expanded self that now I know exists due to this experience that I've had, even though I may have known it before, but this is an embodiment that is something that I don't know that the old me could have conceptualized truly. The only way to really get to elevated states is when you meditate intently and expect a good positive outcome. Why do I say that? It's because sometimes a belief system, a belief holds us back even when we go into meditation. Something that says, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, or something that is creates a layer of self-doubt, of a negative layer, dirty somehow, that separates you from a true, more truthful you. And the depth to which you want to discover yourself is truly in your hands. And I realized that even though I kept asking myself, what is it? You know, I'm here to share my gifts with the world. And every time I ask, what is it that I'm supposed to do besides the professional stuff that I do? I just need to allow my creativity and my artistry to come forward more and just let it show up and have it be for the world, not just for me. I used to minimize my work and just have it not matter. But in truth, everything we do matters, because when we stop devaluing what we do is when we stop devaluing ourselves. Not just do as in like the job, but just who we are in our lives. And there's been a lot of programming of devaluation of the self. And this devaluation of the self keeps you in a place where you basically don't want to be, but you're kind of hanging in there because you think that that's all there is. And the planet is evolving, which means there's more room for growth for humanity in all aspects. But we have to open ourselves up to ourselves first and foremost. That's where the healing begins. It starts with us. It doesn't start with pointing fingers or outside of ourselves. It starts within. And I'm telling you, I've done quite a bit of purging and quite a bit of releasing, and still, you know, I found myself on top of the mountain feeling fear at some point. And there was a mild layer, and yet it conquered me. So I saw the insertion coming, like I, you know, there's this state of bliss, right? And for bliss to be interrupted, something sharp has to show up. Something that makes itself very clear and visible, and it's signaling. And typically fear tends to do that, right? If I'm in the flow and some sort of fear shows up, it's going to break my flow. Well, that happened to me. And in retrospect, I feel that, you know, obviously that had to happen, it's fine. But what if I would not have allowed that fear to just interfere. Interesting. The expression of who we are has to come forward, because it's the only way that we can co-create together this new earth. So we got to drop the inauthenticities, the ones primarily that we hold with ourselves, and then project it onto others and on the outside. There's been tremendous shift and movement in the world, and people have changed quite a bit, and we have collectively released so much, so much, truly. And yet, what's coming over the next year or so, there's going to be a lot of interesting movement that will create some big shifts again. I don't know how that's going to look like, but I know it's the year of the dragon. And it's the year of the dragon. What does a dragon do? It's going to shake things up. So it will be interesting to witness next year altogether. Hence, an elevated state of awareness is critical. It's important to be aware of yourself and elevate yourself. Ask something of yourself that inquires you to give up a fear. When you look at that fear, trace it. See where it comes from. Why did you create it? Why does it exist? Why is it there? What is it stopping you from? How many excuses do you find for it? And eventually it's easier to embrace fear. We create it with our word as well. Every time we express something that holds the feeling of fear, we put it out in existence. It makes waves. This is how we create altogether. So then, where is our frequency? Where do you want to hold your frequency? Why would you go higher? Because even though the air is more rarefied, where the birds are flying, the perspective is larger. You can strategize better for fulfillment, for creation, for pure bliss of flying. So yeah, I really got to see how I dropped some significant fears up on the mountain. And embracing myself fully, you know. You think that you love yourself, and then there's one more layer that seems not to be fully cleared. Why? Because you're holding back. So, for me, being with Mother Earth, with the Great Mother up there on the mountain, was a deep connection, as if I was being plugged back into the source of life here. The Kogi people hold this blissful state of love, and although you may not see it at first glance, it's there, and they work their magic through their love and through their knowledge of the flow of nature, and they have a way of translating that into silent energies, almost as if they have a certain language of their own that exists on a higher level. Yes, an invisible frequency. So we were all in that state, surrounded by these elevated frequencies that allowed us to drop the garbage or the things that no longer served us. And so, you know, letting go sometimes here in a lower state of elevation is rather difficult, because we have a tendency to want to keep on to things that keep us very dense. The density of who we are keeps us inflexible. So the invitation is obviously for flexibility of mind, being, spirit, allowing yourself fully to be actualized here this time around in this life. So this type of conversations we were having up on the mountain, deep ones, and lessons that we learned were just priceless. We brought gifts, and so after we brought the gifts, a lot of those gifts were rocks and crystals and giving back to the earth. So the next day, we were asked, well, did you come and say hello to the rocks and the crystals and everything that is gifted here? They moved through energy and they've been with you, and now you drop them without saying much anything the next day. You want to nurture that until it gets used to its new environment and the environment accepts it. So when you transfer that into our lives, it really means quite a bit, doesn't it? And giving a gift and making sure that it's well received, it's our responsibility too, all of it. So I have deep reverence for the Kogi people. I have deep love for them. We are family now. And I know I'm going back. I also know that those that will be called to somehow go there will eventually end up. It's a beautiful world, because what it really inspired me to is to maybe take on something bigger than I think I can handle, right? And really start raising money for their territories, getting back their territories and everything that belongs to them. You know, we've been so used to things being taken from us. We're just used to it. But these people have dignity. When you look at each and every one of them, they have dignity, like they know who they are. And this land, they are the keepers of this land. And so for someone to come and just take it without asking for permission, it's not okay. And on what level do we want to live and see this? And I was asking myself this. It's like, how do other people see it? I know how I see this. I know how it feels for me, but how do others feel? The group definitely felt connected. And yet, even on the individual level, everyone is different, right? But for us all to unite on the same frequency and, you know, exist in this love of the mountain, it's impossible not to want to contribute to it, in the sense that I don't think there's much of anything else that is more valuable is than, you know, making sure that Mother Earth is staying beautifully alive and thriving and not hurting so much anymore. Because we've hurt it so much. So much. And all the wars, they're all frequencies, you see. Negativity. Every time we buy into these conversations, we produce it, more of it. We create more of it. It starts with us in our mind. And then we agree to it on the outside. And then there's this groups that belong to different types of negativity conglomerates. And it becomes so acceptable and accepted. And yet it doesn't have to be. So, very altering, mind-altering, soul-altering, heart-altering experience. I'm very much inspired by seeing how simplicity, true simplicity, when we're faced with true simplicity, we embrace it. We don't complain because there's so much integrity in the surrounding. Simplicity brings integrity. Somehow, everything else is being cleared out. Yeah, I was in paradise. And there's a cost to get there, for sure. Because we're being willing to do the work on yourself. Take something. And allow those layers to surface so that you can acknowledge them and release whatever doesn't need to belong to you anymore. So anything you want to hold on to, you're holding on to because you choose. Now that's responsibility to take. Now is your responsibility to decide if you want to still keep it or not. The quality of our lives is impacted by what we decide it should be, how it is, what we want, what we can create. Every time we deny ourselves, there's a piece of you and me disappearing that could have been expressed. Now, who decides why not to express that piece of you and why? Who decides that and why? You do. And sometimes it's pressure, seeming pressure from the outside. The wish to belong, the not wanting to be separate, the compromises that we make. So many layers of us. But when you get to the core of you, when you face you, all that is left is an open heart. And with an open heart, you can create anything. So, on that note, let's create some beautiful things together, shall we? Let's tune into the frequency of love and keep it there. This is the Muse. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I remain with best heartfelt wishes for you. Blessings.